And welcome back to the Maroon Broadcast Network. This is your host, Alex Reed, alongside Sergio
Venegas.
Yes, sorry.
I had
my whole introduction ruined,
yeah,
and I messed that up.
Don't worry.
That's all right. So, today's game, coming out into the second half, both teams are on the field and preparing with their final huddles. So, in that first half, we really saw the Maroons dominate so much. We got the stat sheet, and, well, it's pretty clear. They dominated just about everything. 11 shots on goal to none by the Case Western Reserve Spartans, and 19 shots total, and kind of a crazy goal from Mia Calamari in that first half Mackenzie Peebles.
Can you please read the description that type it over?
Ah, yes.
Just read it.
So,
and say it,
so the description of this goal is laser inside right post. Wow.
I say canyon, not laser.
Yeah, I'd say cannon is probably the correct word.
No, it doesn't matter. It was a good shot.
It was a great shot.
And
my
now
goodness.
We have a substitution of goalkeeper Miranda Malone, right?
Yeah, Miranda Malone will be in goal. Katie Donovan's day is most likely done, and we've already tipped off here in the second half on the Maroon Broadcast Network. The Maroons already lead 1-0 so far and looking to strike again, but that ball rolls too far out of bounds for Mia Calamari, was the intended target from Jenna McKinney, but that ball rolled out too far, so it'll lead to a gold kick.
For the win. See, the wind's still blowing. Now the Spartans will be attacking from left to right, and the Maroons will be right to left. And let me tell you something. I'm guessing the score is going to be 5-0.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You're talking about an explosive Chicago Maroons team, so I could definitely see it, but I don't make predictions, sir. I just kind of roll.
On, take a risk.
I'd say 3-0. Yeah. I think it'll be all right. So another corner kick here for Mia Calamari here at beautiful Amos Alonzo Stagg Field in the University of Chicago Maroons. Beautiful facilities the Maroons have. This is the Maroons Broadcast Network, too. So, and a beautiful ball in by Mia Calamari, I think that's an own goal.
Yeah, it's an own goal.
Oh, jeez.
Well,
what?
It depends how the referee called it, because
it could be the closest. They could award the goal to the closest player, the closest.
Yeah.
Maroon
I don't know how
player,
they're going to
call
it. It could be an own goal, but the shot from Calamari is going straight.
Mm.
Own goal. Okay.
Beautiful play.
Our producer, Fahey, Ryan Fahey, says yes. It's an own goal. Yeah, I'm agree with that, but this
well,
is a
wait
locker.
Wait a second. We can't actually say agree and Fahey in the same sentence.
Well, in this case, what else can you say? I need to agree with that.
Okay. That's
hard.
Fair. That's
it's
fair.
It's hard.
That's fair.
But it's true. And it's a locker goal room, and now you can see the Maroons. It's final, like I told you, easily could be 5-0.
Yeah, it really could. They've done such a good job. But a nice little counterattack here for the Spartans that's developing, and they really need a good counterattack here to just take some of the pressure off of that back line and their goalie. They've had a really rough luck of it so far, and a nice tip pass there from the Spartans. That was number 22, Elizadina, but just a little bit too far, so Miranda Malone will put that into play.
Yeah.
And there's Charlotte Wachter crossing the goal and crossing the midfield mark into Spartan territory. And my goodness, she went for a long way over to Katie Jasminski, and there's a crossing pass, but didn't get enough hook on that, so that will go over the net and out of play. So it's 42-28 left to go here in the second half. Chicago Maroons up 2-0 now after an own goal from the Spartans. So 2-0 and an early strike. I believe that was 2.5 minutes into the second half. So really great job by the Maroons to get a quick strike out of halftime.
Actually, coincidence is the first goal in the first half was in the minute four or less than 4 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is in the 2 minutes. So they scored so much easy, and now they call it a foul. And let me tell you something. Finally, I see the Suns coming out, say hello in the field. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the wind is still blowing, so...
Definitely a gusting wind that we've had here all day in Chicago. So it'll be kind of interesting to see how that plays a factor now that the winds have shifted and Miranda Malone will have the wind to her back. So let's see how that affects the play as Malone kicks it up to Charlotte Wachter.
Ooh.
And Wachter's had such room to run. This
and
is the second time that she's gone. And my goodness, she is so quick with the ball in her, on her foot. And a great crossing pass there from Katie Jasminski. And a shot a little bit too high from Kelsey Moore.
6-0.
Yes, there you go. It's another field goal, if you will. But not in this kind of football, sir. It will be another goal kick, and I just might point out, if you're a little confused, Lauren Unterburn is not the kicker of goal kicks. They've had one of the defensemen on the back line. I haven't gotten a number on that. I believe that's Bailey George who kicks the goal kicks away, and Midori Spiker, and Spiker with a really nice run into the box, but crafty defensive work there. So it will work for another University of Chicago throw-in, and they'll flip the side of the field, so Charlotte Wachter will now operate from the far side.
Oh.
And worked that one over to Midori Spiker once again, and Wachter and Spiker. So it will be a corner kick, and that'll draw in Mia Calamari here with 39:53 left to go in the second half. Your Chicago Maroons now lead 2-0, and
the second goal comes from another corner kick that Calamari received the reflect or the rebound, and they shoot it. And there you guys an own goal. So let's see how this ends.
So Mia Calamari's really been a catalyst here today, creating a lot of opportunities for her team. And a beautiful, another beautiful corner kick in. Just did miss Jenna McKinney. And beautiful play there from Mia Calamari. She really does put beautiful balls into the box and does such a good job. So Charlotte Wachter will throw in, and she'll throw in to Mia Calamari. And Calamari will toss it back over to Wachter. Now Wachter to Calamari. Little two-man game, and Calamari will put another beautiful one in the box, headed away by Anna Petropoulos. And another ball in from Kelsey Moore. That one headed away by the back line, and Petropoulos will just kick that one away, and Charlotte Wachter will head that one up, and Kelsey Moore, closest Maroon in the vicinity, she'll go and get that. Sydney Mathis receives the pass from Moore. And Sydney Mathis dribbles in. Hannah Watkins now has the ball with a beautiful move. And she was looking for Jenna McKinney, but the lane closed down too quick. So back to Sydney Mathis. Mathis will pop it back to McKinney. And McKinney, she still has the ball. My goodness, she is so explosive. I was saying this in the first half, and really tough defensive play there. Pretty good job from Mary-Kate Ford to defend that. The sophomore from, let's see, St. John's, Maryland. Where is that? Silver Springs, Maryland. Sorry about that.
But you see how easy getting into between two players, like a hot knife in a butter. Amazing.
Yeah, really.
Yeah,
she does.
So
McKinney does such a good job of keeping the ball on her foot and not letting the defender check that away. And a beautiful, beautiful header there from Mackenzie Peebles on another beautiful cross there from Mia Calamari. And Calamari's aiming to boot another one in. It's another good boot into the box, and well played by Petropoulos again, just to kick that one out, and it'll be another, it'll actually go for a throw-in here.
It's going to be deep.
So Mia Calamari will come and get the ball, and as well as Katie Jasminski. Jasminski receives it from Wachter. Wachter will work that one into the box once again. Had played off by, I think that was Petropoulos again, so she's been very, very busy here, the back liner from the Spartans. So that'll work its way back into Maroons territory. which is seldom been, the ball has seldom been in for very long. That intended pass was going for Jenna McKinney, but ball just a little bit too far, and they let that contact go as Kelsey Moore retains possession, and she moves that ball far side over to Charlotte Wachter, and Wachter continues to move. She's got some wheels on her. She stops, surveys the field, and pops that to Mia Calamari. Calamari holds onto that instinctively and pops that over to Wachter once again, and Wachter's looking for a lane. Not one hasn't opened quite yet, and that'll be pushed too far from Wachter, so it'll be a goal kick once again. And I believe that's Mary-Kate George, or no, that'll actually be Bailey George, rather. Got Mary-Kate Ford and then Bailey George, 12-13 for the Spartans on the defensive end.
You see how Calamari stepped the ball like five times, showing the ball in front of the defender and then just giving the pass so accurate.
It's such a yeah. Subtle move. You don't recognize that as the ball.
It takes a lot of skill.
Yeah, it really does. Like yeah, Mia Calamari's got such good touch, and that's how she reminds me of Mesut Ozil. Is that Ozil has such great touch on all of his passes, and a nice shot there from Sydney Mathis, just a little bit on the outside of the goal post. So that will be another goal kick for the Spartans.
I'm agree to disagree with you because I think they got the touch like David Beckham.
There you go. I like that. That's a good reference. So the goal kick will once again be taken by Bailey George and from Sweet Home England, apparently. Mia Calamari is.
Well.
Now she is. Mia Calamari is from Barrington, Illinois, so not too far from here.
No. Nope.
Funny enough. So, yeah, she's a local. So a nice cross in there for Midori Spiker, and oh my goodness, I don't know if that was an intentional headbutt out of the way. It looks like that'll be a foul, too much contact from Kelsey Moore, but right place, right time there for the Spartans.
Yeah.
I don't think that was an intentional headbutt to save that. That might have been a goal there for Midori Spiker.
If I see a hand, like
I don't think it was a hand. It was a head.
But
it hit off her head.
In a way. You don't
it was it was unintentional. Is the crazy part?
Yeah, but
she was falling over.
I don't see any way that when you hit the ball with the head, gets the ball dead like they do. Mm. I think it was with the hand, because that's the only way you can explain the.
It's certainly possible, but it was a wild deflection off of that Midori Spiker shot, and then a foul on Kelsey Moore right after that to follow it up. So the ball now works its way far side. That's Peebles all the way over there, and she works it near side. Looks like Whitley Cargyle, who we really haven't said much in this game, but she is so, so good defensively, and that one works its way to Hannah Watkins. Hannah Watkins into McKinney, and McKinney didn't quite put enough on that for Mia Calamari. So the Spartans will take over in possession, and my goodness, Kimberly Chen is flying, streaking down the field, and she's looking for a passing lane. Gets past Peebles, but good footwork from Peebles. Kicks that one away, and
you could be like fast like Usain Bolt, but facing four defenders is no way.
No way
can get in through.
No, but a good effort, and
I
like to see that, and we got a couple substitutions for the next dead ball as Petropoulos heads that one off and ends up back in Wachter's possession. And Wachter will kick that one forward as she still has possession of it. She looks like she's looking for Calamari, but she decides to kick it back for Peebles instead. Well, we have a second. Claire Suter and Bree Fadden are the two players that are going to come into the game here pretty soon for the Maroons on the next dead ball as Sydney Mathis streaks down the field and kicks that one back to Kelsey Moore. That one will be kicked back into Maroon territory to Peebles. Peebles plays that one ahead to Wachter, and Wachter puts that one up into Katie Jasminski. Jasminski holds the ball still. And that's Mia Calamari once again.
Offside.
An offside run there from Midori Spiker. But once again, you see Mia Calamari initiating a lot of the offense and delivering balls into the box.
But you see the technique?
Yeah.
He first stopped the ball with the left one. In second touch, opened with the right one, put it in the right spot just to make a center. And it was a good center. Unfortunately, there was an offside. But that technique that she has is not so much easy to get it. I've been seeing so much games. And these girls, or well, these women, to be accurate, is playing so good. And Calamari could be the next Mia Hamm.
Yeah, no, and honestly, McKinney is so good, too. She's got just as good a touch as Calamari does, and Calamari put a beautiful ball into the box, and what a great pass there from Hannah Watkins into Midori Spiker, who is right there in the box. Could have been another goal there. What a beautiful touch. That split the end beautifully, and Hannah Watkins, my goodness, that was some touch on that pass. Hit perfectly, so Claire Suter will come into the game for... that is Charlotte Wachter coming out, and Katie Jasminski is coming out as well. That's Bree Fadden, who's in the game now. The freshman from, well, funny enough, Duxbury, Massachusetts. So quite a ways from here. And Jenna McKinney. She dribbles the ball, and she works it over to Sydney Mathis. Sydney Mathis settles the ball down, and... she tries to get it back to McKinney, but played pretty well by the Spartan defense. And that pass comes from Ellie Zadina, and she delivers that one deep. And the Spartans just kind of slow the game down, and that ball played up to about midfield. So that is Kimberly Chen. Over to Anna Petropoulos, and Anna Petropoulos delivers a deep ball to Emily Dickens, but just too far out of Dickens' reach, so tough play, and the Maroons once again take over. I mean, it just seems like any potential drives that the Spartans might have are just broken up by that solid back line, and with under 30 minutes to go here in the second half of this game, the University of Chicago up 2-0. On the Maroons Broadcast Network, powered by the Illinois Media School, and...
offside.
She was playing catch there, apparently. Whitley Cargyle was... she forgot that she was playing soccer there and caught the ball with her hands after an offside call, so... You can do that on a dead ball situation, apparently. A nice play from Mia Calamari. Obviously, the coaches for the Spartans are not going to be very happy with that no-call, but that was textbook taking the ball away and just a little bit of the momentum carried away and tackled the Spartans. But really great job, textbook play from Mia Calamari once again to take the ball off. And this will go out of bounds.
And Emily Hauser is checking in by the Spartans, checking out number...
Looks like that's...
24?
Anna Petropoulos, who will come out of the game. She's been incredibly busy here in this second half.
And guess what? Number 23.
And number 23, Claudia Hodgetts, will come into the game. And I'd imagine that's for either Midori Spiker or Jenna McKinney. I'm not sure if they want to... I'm pretty sure that Hodgetts came in last... in the about 8 minutes left to go in the second half or in the first half to take out, I believe it was Jenna McKinney that she came in and substituted for. So might see the end of McKinney's day here, but we can only speculate about that as the ball bounces in between a couple of different players. So number 23, she's coming in for, it looks like that is Kelsey Moore coming out of the game. Claudia Hodgetts in for Kelsey Moore. Kelsey Moore really has played well. The midfielder does such good work in the middle of the field and delivers plenty of balls forward. So she's really had a great game. And oh my goodness, that cross was the ball stayed free in front of the net. So a really good job by the Maroons. And the Maroons take it back. And whoa, my goodness. Jenna McKinney got a little bit too much on that one.
Actually, it was because she hit it, the ball, when it's bouncing on the top, and then we wanted to get it more high.
Yeah,
and
she kicked the ball, a bouncing ball, where she thought it was going to be on the ground, and it was up in the air, and that one went way high. I don't know if the ball isn't bouncing. Hannah Watkins, it looked like, made a lot of contact on that play, and they'll call the foul, but same kind of delayed because the play continued for quite a while there.
And you know something? The bench of the Maroons is happiness, and on the Spartans, a little worry, and all the bench of the Spartans is stand up.
Kind of subdued. Spartans, and, well, they have a reason to be. I mean, they're facing a two-goal deficit right now,
And
it really hasn't been close. I mean, they really haven't had any opportunities, the Spartans have. So that ball thrown into Midori Spiker, kicked out by number 21. That was Emily Hauser, just checked in. And Sydney Mathis will do the honors of throwing in. Looked like Mia Calamari was going to take that, but she let that one go to Midori Spiker, and well played by the Spartan defense. So the Spartans are looking to streak again, but they've got to make it past Jenna McKinney first, and well, they weren't able to do that when you got a midfielder that can score and facilitate and play good defense. A nice little cross there, it looked like, for a great save there from Lauren Unterborn, who really has not played that badly, but luck plays and plays from the Spartans, and they're down 2-0. But as you said, it could be 5-0.
Easily.
Yeah.
Let me tell you one thing. It's not bad luck. Just they have
good execution, would you say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly like that. And their own goal, I think if the person who touched the ball doesn't do that, you could be like easily giving that goal to Calamari because he was on the right spot.
Calamari put exactly how much touch he needed. And speaking of Calamari, she will go out for another, another corner kick out there.
Oh, no, Chloe Masulek is waiting for check-in to enter to the game. And let's see if they have the third goal on 20 minutes, 50 seconds remain on the second half.
And that cross into the box, just missed everybody and went all the way down. But played from Peebles, and a good touch there. But Peebles will throw the ball in. So coming in substitution-wise, Chloe Masulek will come in for number 16, Whitley Cargyle, who we have not said her name very much, but she has done fantastic work. That entire back line deserves a medal. And a vacation to Hawaii because they have played so well. They deserve a vacation, honestly, and some time off. They have done such good work to every single game this season.
What do you do?
They've done such
Australia?
A good job. Well, there are a lot of deadly things in Australia.
Europe.
Well, I was thinking Hawaii. You want a tropical vacation at
Australia,
this time of the
Australia,
year, man. It's getting cold.
Australia has beautiful beaches like White Heaven.
And a lot of things in those beaches that can kill you, though.
No, that's not true. I've been in White Heaven.
And not to mention spiders, scorpions, snakes.
Oh, my God.
Should I continue? Killer jellyfish.
So I assume that you don't go out from your house, right?
No, I'm concerned about the high percentage of things that could kill you.
This broadcast
in Australia
is brought to you by the No Fun Alex Reed.
I don't enjoy dying, sir.
And nobody enjoys dying, but come on. Everything could happen.
Right. Sorry. Yes. I don't have the guts that Ryan Fahey does. I can't even say that with a straight face here. I'm so sorry that the Maroon Broadcast Network has to be subjected to such tyranny. And, yes, we do have, in fact, 5 substitutions coming in. Rachel Diaz, that's Adriana Vera, and Katie Sedera all coming into the game. Hannah Watkins will come out. She's played really well. Midori Spiker will be coming out as well. And the final one, Sydney Mathis, will also be coming out. So great day for all of the ladies that are checking out of the game. Number 4 and 6 are out of the game. So Abby DeSico,
Melanie Kukura, and I don't know who checked
and Melanie Kukura. Well, yeah, I didn't catch. I was double checking all of the Maroons players who were substituting in. So headed away, and a couple of heads there. That was Lizzie Barma. Barna, actually, and number 22, Ellie Zadina, with a couple of headers there. Number 32, Katie Sedera, newly checked in, will throw the ball in for the Maroons, and well shielded off by Rachel Diaz, but that ball taken away, but it looks like a foul will be called and assessed against the Spartans, so the Maroons will contain possession with 21:45 left to go in the second half here on the Maroons Broadcast Network. It is 2-0 Chicago Maroons over Case Western Reserve Spartans, and a beautiful shot in there by Katie Sedera, but it was deflected off of a defender, but good thing because that shot was on net. Great defense there by the Spartans, and that one, cross by Mia Calamari was headed away, retaken almost immediately by Claire Suter, though. Much like this game has turned out for the Spartans, they never have anything as that ball will be played away.
Do you remember the goalkeeper from Mexico City, for the Mexican team, that it's Jorge Campos? They were in that fashion uniform. Well, Mashalik is wearing that shoes that you can barely see it for the color. Like, the orange so intense. You got it right there. It's like, oh, my God, it reflects me, the light, and it's a little...
Yeah. Well, we have another substitution, Jenna McKinney. I'd imagine that that was her last time on the field in this game.
So.
No. I would imagine being up 2-0. Coming in is Julia Lodowin. So Julia Lodowin will be in that mid position as Mia Calamari delivers another beautiful shot into the box. And played by Peebles. I think she was going to bicycle kick that maybe. But And it looks like that'll be a foul called as, Mackenzie Peebles has such long legs. She's able to really reach in and, seriously, she does. She's got such long legs that she's able to reach around, and that really helps her on the defensive end. She's able to reach around and really make a lot of things happen. She's got such a good reach, and that really aids in her defensive play as Claire Suter lets a lefty boot go, but... That'll be another corner kick, and Mia Calamari, I'm sure, never gets tired of running to the corner.
You know what it happened to that
40th
play?
40th corner kick of the game.
You know what it happened to that play?
Yeah.
When they have a foul, you must be step in front of the ball to avoid that kind of situation. The barrier is not even set up, and they're able to take off, and now, see, this is a good opportunity for Calamari to give him that third goal.
And there's the cross from Calamari, and that one goes out of bounds, so... That'll be a goal kick and a couple more substitutions as Maddie DeVoe will come into the game as well as Casey Gervier.
Melanie Kukura from the Spartans living Shen.
And Mia Calamari will come off for the Maroons as well as number 14, Bree Fadden. So great game from Mia Calamari and... I'd say she'd have to be the number one star of this game, really. She did so well, Mia Calamari did, and that probably will see her day done as well. Bree Fadden came in and played pretty well in the second half. So a couple big substitutions there, as the back end has really been the same, and they haven't taken anybody out. So Claire Suter will let that ball go out of bounds and throw it in. I believe that's Claudia Hodgetts who received that, and Casey Gervier will get the ball, and she lost that on a great check there by
Play call.
By the Spartans.
I don't know if it's a fault, or what do they call it? I know.
That ball will go back to Miranda Malone, and Mackenzie Peebles will dribble that ball up and pass that one off to Claire Suter, and back to and Suter will look for Gervier, but that ball was... taken out almost immediately, and Julia Lodowin will take the ball and pop that one to Rachel Diaz, and Vera will take the ball and now pass it up to Devo, and Devo will pass it up to Claire Suter. So Suter to Lodowin, and then a shot from Hodgetts.
It
looked like there was a hand in there from one of the back line of the defenders.
No, the Spartans.
It almost looked like there was a hand.
No, it was the goalkeeper, but I was expecting that they dropped the ball over there and put it a little more pressure, but it's still knocking by the Maroons. And I don't see how the Spartans can come back and tie this game. I don't see any response at all. So
well, I don't think, considering what we've seen so far in this game, that they've been able to put anything together, really, to be able to even put enough offense together for one goal, let alone two goals. So looks like the Maroons are going to take advantage. But 16 minutes and 40 seconds left to go still here on the Maroon Broadcast Network at beautiful Amos Alonzo Stagg Field in Chicago, Illinois, home of the University of Chicago Maroons. They're having a favorable day so far as their men's team beat the same Case Western Reserve University Spartans, just the men's side of those Spartans. They were able to win the earlier game, and now the Chicago Maroons women's team is up 2-0 with 16 minutes left to play here in the second half. They're up 2-0 here so far. So I'm really, really impressed by the way that all the way around that the Maroons have played. And that's a goal! What a beautiful cross into the middle and a great header. And I believe that was that Claudia Hodges who got head on that one?
Yeah, it was the number 12. They sent the center. Oh,
number 12. No, it can't be number 12 because Jenna McKinney sitting on the ground, sitting on the bench. But I believe that was Katie Sedera. Maybe
I'm not really sure. But let me tell you one thing.
I didn't see that. That play happened really, really fast. I believe Mackenzie Peebles was in that play in some capacity or one another, but.
Jamsiminski could be, because I think it was number 1-2, yeah.
No,
32. Katie Sedera, maybe? I'm not sure. We're trying to figure everything out. There were a lot of Maroons in the box, so that play happened incredibly quick, and there was a header, and it was a beautiful cross into the box, and it was a fantastic header over to her teammate, and then another header to beat the goalie. So fantastic work all the way around, and Unterborn had no shot at saving that ball. So really fantastic work all the way around, and it is now 3-0 with 15 minutes left to go here in the second half. So fantastic job all the way around from the Maroons, and really they continue to add on, but there's a player down on the ground, and they are calling for the training staff. And she looks like she's in a bit of pain, but she does get up really quickly. And I believe that Claudia Hodges who went down. Looks kind of like it, but
they want to check it because you remember Beckenbauer fell like that, and they played with the shoulder broke. And let me tell you one thing on the third goal. They centered to the far corner of the box, and they recentered to the short corner, to the short box, and that is why they get the third goal.
So what a gorgeous cross there on a free kick for Mackenzie Peebles, and that was a beautiful play because she kicked that a long, long way. Maddie DeVoe recovers that, but it'll be a foul, I believe, on Rachel Diaz. So free kick there for the Case Western Spartans.
And just to give you an update, Andrea Omehe get checked in into the game. I don't know if you saw that.
I did see that, actually. I've been meaning to get around that. But Andrea Omehe will. And she makes an immediate impact as she crosses the ball into the box and just missed. I believe that was Adriana Vera who she just did miss. And looks like that'll be a handball on number 15, Chloe Mashulik.
And check in, waiting to enter, Bree Fadden.
Yeah, Bree Fadden, I believe, will come in. I could see this for a number of different players, but I'd imagine that they might want to take Claudia Hodges out, possibly. But that's the second shot, I believe, of this game.
Can you call that a shot?
Well, it's a shot. It's not a shot on goal, I can tell you that much.
Well, so, I think it's on a rebound because...
So, yeah, Bree Fadden will come into the game for Rachel Diaz. I'd imagine Rachel Diaz's day is done as well with 13 minutes and 20 seconds left to go here in the second half, and the Maroons are up a comfortable lead, 3-0, with 13 minutes left to go on the Maroon Broadcast Network, and... Really a fun game if you're a Maroons fan, and a rough one for the Spartans. They've really struggled to get much of anything going, and really an unfortunate score if you're a fan of the Spartans. So rough day as the Spartans gain possession of it and deliver a deep ball in there. But oh my goodness, Mackenzie Peebles misplayed that one for the first time tonight. Back line made a mistake, but Andrea did a really, really good job of recovering and making sure that nothing happened. And Miranda Malone will just touch that one away. I might have said Katie Donovan earlier. I don't think I did, but just in case I did, Miranda Malone is the goalie for the second half. So with a really nice tap away, and I believe that's only the second shot on goal. So
the third one.
And it looks like Sydney Jones might be warming up, so they might be switching to the freshman goalie the sophomore goalie from West Bloomfield, Michigan.
So another substitution by the Spartans, checking in Francesca McDonald and checking out Emily Dickens. And you know something? If you're going to be a little sarcastic.
Probably.
The Spartans only losing by one goal because they score on their own goal.
So, yeah, really.
So it's going to be a real 2-1 instead of 3-0. Mm-hmm. But the score is 3-0. So sorry for that. That is a little sarcastic. But
yeah, unfortunate really for the Spartans. They haven't played a poor game. This Maroons team is such a dynamic team, especially when they've got all of their gears turning in the right direction. I just love the way that this Maroons team plays. I'd hate to see this game get a little chippy as Hodgetts receives some contact there, and the Spartans retain possession for a little bit, and they send a runner in there. That's Francesca McDonald, but that'll go too far for Francesca McDonald. So that will be a throw-in for the Maroons. And it looks like another substitution is about to come in. Kimberly Chen is getting warm and staying warm, as it looks like she's probably going to check back into the game here, coming up on the next dead ball. So Julia Lodewin plays that ball and plays that one again as she tries to get... I believe that's Andrea Omehi, but that ball will go out of bounds. So checking in now, number 5, Kimberly Chen I believe that's number 18.
Yep.
Looks like number 18, Maggie Taima.
Maggie Taima.
So Maggie Taima coming out of the game, and that one's played by Julia Lodewin, and a nice step in there from... Looks like that's, Chloe Masalik. So nice play there. Kind of far away to see, but Bree Fadden with a beautiful run into the box. She's just getting into the box, and she sends a centering pass, but nobody home for the Maroons. So a little bit of a break there for the Spartans. Already down 3-0. 9:25 left to go here in the second half, and Matty DeVoe.
No, they call a foul. Come on, no, it wasn't like a foul, Fahey.
Looks like a potential disagreement.
Our producer says it's a foul, saying I'm not because
he's not even watching the game. Why are you saying that?
Oh, he got it in front, but for me, it's not a foul.
Sure, he is.
It was just a crush, but not a proper.
Yeah. He's trying to tell me he's watching the game. Fahey doesn't watch soccer.
Well, he watches, he doesn't understand it.
Yeah, he's watching the football game.
Oh my God, see,
American football, more like. But yeah, quite a few substitutions preparing to check in for the Maroons as a nice run there by number 14, Bree Fadden. Once again, she's had a couple of great runners, but let me try to get all of these in. Charlotte Wachter's coming into the game, as well as Rachel Diaz, number three,
Jones.
Kelsey Moore. Hold on. Let's see, who are the other ones? It looks like the goalie changed out, so Sydney Jones is now into the game for Miranda Malone, and I believe Claudia Hodgetts also came out. Katie Sedera came out as well, and who was it that you said that
the goalkeeper,
you saw?
Sydney.
Oh, yeah.
Sydney,
yeah.
Jones.
Good call there.
Yeah, but, you know, it's strange that you change your goalie. Well, I understand. You're winning 3-0, 7 minutes, 43
yeah.
seconds. You're going to give me some time.
I mean, the Maroons really do like to...
but I got a question to you.
Substitute and...
It's worthless because I don't see it's going to have a shot on goal.
Well, but, I mean, if anything else, you just get her out there and get her into the net. You want to give her as many opportunities into
the
net as you
can. That is the most action she's going to have. In the entire game.
Probably. I mean, I could imagine so, but you never know. Kind of plugged in a lot of your substitutions, so you've been platooning around a lot of minutes as that ball goes across midfield into
Ooh.
Julio Lodewin.
What a pass.
So a beautiful pass there, setting up. That's Rachel Diaz on the run, and she sends a pass over, but well played by Lauren Unterborn to negate any possible shot there. So
I was expecting that she dribble inside and then shoot it, but she just punt and see the result, giving the ball to their goalkeeper. But it's good. Anyway, the Maroons is taking control of the situation.
Yeah, absolutely. They're really playing well, and looks like maybe a foul on Peebles. Not Peebles, rather. Cargyle with the foul. So it looks like they'll... The Spartans will take a deep shot. Try to get some movement into the box, but well played by Julia Lodewin. I just love saying her first name, Julia Lodewin. and a nice runner there from Gervier, but she's looking for Maddie DeVoe, but well played by number 13, Bailey George, who did a pretty good job of checking DeVoe. And looks like we'll have another throw-in for Bree Fadden. And Bree Fadden will throw it into Gervier. Gervier will handle it. And back to Bree Fadden, and she'll touch it, and she'll play with it. And what a pretty move from Bree Fadden, and she'll try to center that, but hit off Gervier awkwardly, so bounced off. Andrea Omehi stepped up to play that, but... Pretty well played by Chen of the by the Spartans, so they'll just kick that ball out and live to fight another day. As 5:23 comes up the amount of time remaining here at Amos Alonzo Stagg Field in the beautiful city of Chicago, Illinois. Not quite as beautiful as it normally is, as it's a heavily overcast day. The sun did come out for a cup of coffee, but it went back to sleep again, so the rest of the sky is filled with clouds. 4:56 left to go here in the second half. 3-0 lead to your Chicago Maroons, and the sun is sleeping just as much as our producer Ryan Fahey is right now.
Oh, that is so mean, but it's
hey,
true.
he's sitting there
but
laughing. I see you two snickering back there.
No, let me tell you one thing. I like how you call it, but It's been a long day for the Spartans, and I'm a little upset because I say the game is going to end 5-0. I'm still waiting for two goals.
I said 3-0.
Yeah, so
see,
you're winning at this moment. That is
Well, here's the thing: who wins if it's 4-0?
Fahey.
Well, wait a second. No. We can't let him win at anything. Let's collude and
well,
make...
what about Rosa? That is our cameraman.
Let's collude and say that
oh, camera woman.
Yeah, there you
sorry.
Go. Yeah, there you go.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, we'll let Rosa win, and yeah, then everybody's prefer, happy. Yeah. Then everybody's happy here in the booth.
I'm agree with that.
But I don't know how happy I would be if we let Fahey boast about, you know, I called the game.
I called the game from the beginning.
Fahey
doesn't do anything at
all. Yeah, exactly. He's sitting there handing out T-shirts, you know, so, and, you know, perfecting his cheerleader moves, so.
Does he have
Ouch,
one?
Man. I'm so sorry. That is too much shade to be throwing on live radio here. 3:25 left to go, and Gervier with a nice little runner there, but she kicked it too far out of bounds, so it'll be a throw-in here for the Spartans.
Oh.
And that ball will be played off of Julia Lodewin, thrown in quickly by the Spartans. Number 22, Ellie Zadina. And Chen's got a nice little runner, but that ball played up like a pop fly almost. So Chen will remain in possession. Kimberly Chen with a nice little run. And, oh, that was a beautiful pass. That was their first real opportunity to get a good cross and to possibly challenge that back line. Great job from the Spartans there. I like their resolve. They're not giving up. They're not just throwing in the towel. It's easy with 2.5 minutes left to go in this game to just give up and stop trying, just kick the ball around at the back of your zone and really just hold it. But with 2:26 left to go in this game, down 3-0, they're doing a good job of and their resolve is there.
Yeah, I like that. Chen has been like generating so much opportunities. Well,
she's been so instrumental. That back line for the Maroons is just so good.
Yeah.
I mean, how much can you say that she's not been trying? I mean, she's been out there and creating so many opportunities. Just Peebles and Wachter and Mathis and Moore and Hannah Watkins. All these players do such a good job at helping the defense. Whitley Cargyle, Mackenzie Peebles. It's just so many names. I mean, just continue down the list at all of the people who contributed on the defensive end. They do such a good job. So hats off to the Chicago Maroons defense. And that'll be some contact there from Maddie DeVoe. Play will continue as Wachter runs down the field, and that ball will go into Rachel Diaz. And there was some incidental. Yes, there we go. Incidental contact there. Can I buy a vowel, sir?
Don't worry.
Can I buy a vowel, Trebek?
I'm your backup. Don't worry.
There you go. Yeah. Well, you said accidental. I mean, you know, tomato, tomato.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
really, yeah.
And here comes Chen.
So great. And speaking of tomato, tomato, Chen really has been so instrumental for this team, and she's doing a good job here in these last couple minutes, and this will be a corner kick. So a last-ditch effort with about 50 seconds left to go in the game for the Spartans to break the shutout.
Is the first one from the Spartan, or is the second one?
I believe this is the second corner kick that the Spartans have had today. Sydney Jones will look to keep the scoreless streak here. And that ball's kicked in and played pretty well. That ball's still loose, but it goes to the outside, which is where you'd want the ball to go to. And Whitley Cargyle, will just let that play roll out of bounds, so it'll be a throw-in for the Spartans with 13 seconds left to go in this game. High pop fly there once again, and Kelsey Moore will just play that one out, kick that one out, and as we get down to the closing seconds, Bree Fadden will clear to Gervier, and that will do it for your game here. What a fantastic match. Great display of all-around dominance by the Chicago Maroons. No doubt that they play like the number one team in Division III. They've got everything that you need to be a great team. They've got the attacking end. They've got the back line that can do it. They've got the striking, the passing, the unselfishness, the great all-around middle play. They do everything so, so well. So judging this by a number one team, they do everything. And the way that they platoon, too, they play so many players. They play they double their roster. They play so many players throughout the entirety of the game. They do such a good job platooning. They do such a job of scoring and get everybody involved in the game. And it's no doubt that they're the number one team in the nation and that they continue to roll now 14-0 and 4-0 in UAA play.
It's easy to resume this. They're a good team with good balance between defense, midfield, and offense. And you know something? I'm happy that you guessed the score, but I was expecting just a little more of goals.
And you don't need to shut anybody out.
The Spartans, I think they struggled just a little bit, and they got an easy two goals at the beginning in the first half and the second half. And the third one, it was one on goal. Second one was an on goal that doesn't help. So I don't see which team could defeat the Maroons.
Yeah.
Believe me, I don't see which one.
Yeah, I mean, they were so utterly dominant. I mean, so utterly dominant in every facet of this game. And, I mean, I don't know what else I can say about this Maroons team. They are so good. And honestly, I want to give the players of the game, and I'll give this players of the game, to that entire back line. That entire back line for the University of Chicago. I've seen them in multiple games, and they have shut down absolutely everybody that they have faced.
No,
they do
I'm
not
gonna
get
tell you,
four goals all year and only a .338.
I will say that to
for
the,
Katie Donovan.
To the coach, to the coach's staff. Because it's not easy to get that kind of players play together and be so humble.
Yeah.
So I like that.
They really do such a good job. Well, for all of the great people here at the University of Chicago, for the great Maroon staff, for the fantastic IMS staff that always does such a good job with these games, for Ryan Fahey, I know we called him quite a bit, but Ryan Fahey, what a champion, handing out T-shirts. He'll be in the lobby to sign autographs for everybody around. For Rosa, handling all the camera work, and for my fantastic man, Sergio Venegas. Venegas, there you go. I was gonna put a little Spanish twist in there for you at the very end, but I failed miserably. So
hopefully
I didn't fail miserably for this call and for the call earlier. Apparently, people behind me are saying that I did. So I'll try to do better next time. Always, but for all the great University of Chicago staff, for everybody that has done such a good job with this game, I'm Alex Reed. Until our next broadcast, I wish you have a very, very good day, and this has been the call for the University of Chicago Maroons here on the Maroons Broadcast Network.